Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our hearts with the heart of God. Please join our host, Bishop Etta Banks, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Excuse me. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Bless the Lord, saints of God. It is another beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Sabbath day. Another day in which we can give glory and honor to God. Another day that we have the opportunity to get a day closer to our divine destiny by God Almighty. Truly, I thank God for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us rejoice. You know, I want to say good morning to Tamika Shelton, my spiritual daughter and friend in the Lord. I thank God for her. May God be with her in all that she does. May today the bright sunshine brighten her life, brighten her spirits, keep her uplifted. Praise be unto God and giving her strength to accomplish the assignment for today. Good morning to Joyce Richardson, her mother. Praise God. Love you dearly. The greatest supporter of all times. Just don't know what I would do without seeing her number pop up here on my screen every Saturday morning. Thank you, my love. Know that I am truly keeping you and your husband in prayer. Thank you for the support that you've given me every single time that I've cried out that I needed help. You have been there since we've known each other. So thank you for your love. Amen. Amen. To Joyce in New York, good morning, beloved. Praying for you, your family, all the time. I thank God for you. To Prophetess Dorn, who has been on the air with us, been on the show as a call-in listener and someone who prays continuously for our show. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for your support. For Prophetess Kim, God bless you, woman of God, ever since Christy, ever since we came to your women's conference that you had, you have been supporting us on a regular basis. I appreciate you. I thank God for you. And I'm just giving shout outs, praise God, shout outs to those that have been so supportive of this radio show. I mentioned Prophetess Dorn, praise God. But once again, you know, thank you for your support. Thank you for being here every Saturday morning. Thank you for your prayers. And just so glad to see you when we have this show. To Deacon Thomas Farr, God bless him. I love him. And again, someone else that showed such support that would hear me struggling sometimes, you know, because there was no one to talk to. And he would just, you know, talk. He would ask questions and he would give me reason to hold conversation because I wasn't as good at this as I would like to have been. And bless his heart, you know, he really picked up and kicked in and with that being said, he became the co-host of the show for probably a year. He co-hosted the show and then branched off just like they do on TV, y'all. you know, branched off and got his own show. And he comes on two nights a week on Mondays and Thursdays. He comes on, and his show is Issues, Christian Men Talk. And men's ministry is his passion. That is his passion. And again, I encourage all of you to tune into his show on Blog Talk, Issues, Christian Men Talk. You can find information about the shows on Facebook, Deacon Thomas Farr, or the show itself, Christian Men Talk. They have a Facebook page. So by all means, you know, join him as well. To Prophet Crawford in North Carolina, God bless him and his wife. Praise be unto God. Songbird, Minister Songbird, that they tune in. And they are people that follow us. And I love them immensely. Joshua, my nephew in Pennsylvania, praise be unto God. Not only does he follow us, but he has other people calling in from different states, New York and PA and in Virginia area. God bless you. God bless you. To Isaiah in Chicago, another friend that has been faithful in following us within the last couple of months. He's been faithful in following us. So I always, you know, want to give a shout out to him as well. There are many, many others that are following us, but last but not least, by name, to Minister Tabika Garnes. God bless you, daughter. I love you. I praise God for you. She is my armor bearer. She's a minister at the church. She is extremely supportive, not just in word, but also in action. And I thank God for her. There's a lot that would not be done in the ministry if she wasn't walking by my side and doing the things that she does. So I do thank God for her. I thank God for her. So good morning. Then after, you know, mentioning those of you by name that I've mentioned, to all of the callers, whether you're supporting online through your computers or whether you're calling in, and I don't know you personally, but you're there. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Once again, this show is nothing without you. It would be a total monologue, which I do have monologue Saturdays. There are Saturdays that I get on, and it's just me talking. Praise be unto God. But I love it more when you reach out and you talk back to me. This is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And when it's just me talking, you've got my heart speaking to you. And prayerfully, it is getting to the heart of a matter. But it's more, it's better, it's more interesting, it's more comforting when you are speaking to me. And we are sharing, we're having a dialogue instead of a monologue. And let me also say that that is something that Lady Joyce is extremely, extremely good at. Bless her heart. She is so in tune to my feelings. There are things that I don't say, and she picks up on it. Her discernment is very good. And she'll press one on her keypad, and she will get on here, and she will encourage me. You know, she will talk to me about whatever I'm talking about. She hears that I need someone to talk to me, and she does that. So all of you, I just want you to know how important you are to me on Saturday mornings. You are very important to me. You are the reason, now hear me when I say this, you are the reason that it makes it okay for me to crawl out of my bed on Saturday morning to get to this computer, to sign on to Blog Talk Radio, to speak at 9 o'clock in the morning. You are the reason that I do it. You are the reason. And I wouldn't do it if I didn't have your support, if I didn't have your support. So I thank you. I thank you. One of these days I'm going to check with Tamika and find out how many years I've been doing this. I don't even know. I don't even know. I know. I believe it's at least 4 years, but I don't know. I don't know. I just get up and do it. You know, when people even ask me how long have I been pastoring and so forth, sometimes I don't know. I just get up and I do it. I just do it. That's all it is to it. Just do it. And but I'm grateful. And that's why I take time to say thank you every Saturday morning. Thank you. You know, some of you are here in time to hear me say thank you, and some of you tune in later and you don't hear it. But babies, please know that I love you. I love you and I appreciate you. So thank you so very, very much for all that you have done and will continue to do with me and Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Also, I would like to give a great big shout out to Danielle Carter. Yes, that's my firstborn, my very firstborn child. Hallelujah. And I thank God for her. She is truly a blessing in my life. Her birthday is tomorrow. So those of you that know her, you know, give her a text message and say happy birthday to her. And, of course, the church will say happy birthday to her tomorrow. You know, but God bless her. And I took her out last night. We had an awesome, awesome time at the American Legion. It was karaoke night, and we went, and I went for two reasons. One, to treat her for her birthday, and the other was to support Minister Brian Bordley. He is the new chef at the American Legion in Owens Mills, post 122, I believe it is. And so he is the chef there, and he's been there now about a month or so. And every week he sends me the menu, invites me out for Friday night, and I believe it's the second and the fourth Fridays they have karaoke. I didn't know what to expect on any other night, but I did know about karaoke, so it was a good day. It fell in a good weekend for me to take my daughter. We had a wonderful, wonderful time. And so it was a good birthday dinner for her. The food was extremely good. So those of you that are in the Baltimore area, I definitely do recommend that you visit the American Legion, and it supports our veterans. You know, it supports, I encourage you, you know, to go out and to have fun. And with the karaoke, everybody in the place was older than, oh, let me not say everyone, because there were two young ladies that were had their birthdays announced, and they both were 23 years old. But 99% of the people in the place were 45 to probably 70, 45 to 70 years old. So all of the songs that were being sung were the oldies but goodies. It was a mixed crowd. It was 90% African American. The other 10% were Caucasians. And the mixture of the songs being sung, the diversity, the camaraderie, it was just an excellent, excellent night. And that's why I have a heavy voice today, you know, because I was singing every one of those songs that went up on the screen because they were the old songs. You know, I stopped listening to secular music in the early 80s, or at least mid 80s, and so I would not know, you know, a secular song after 82, 83, something like that. I wouldn't know any of the secular songs. But all of these songs were from the old days, and so I knew them, and so I was singing them, definitely not in the mic. I wanted people to stay and enjoy themselves, so I definitely did not sing. You know, they don't let me sing at church, and so I certainly wasn't going to be singing at karaoke. But it was a great night. Had a wonderful, wonderful time. A wonderful time. Okay, so, you know, I've done my opening. Oh, and to New Vision, bless the Lord. I am the pastor of New Vision for Life. Praise be unto God. New Vision for Life, where a new vision brings you new life. I'm telling you, I love my church. Let me just take a moment to say that. I love my church. I love the people in the church. I love the fact that God has allowed me to be a part of the body of Christ and has entrusted in my hands the few people that are members of the congregation and the body of Christ, and that together we are pulling together to do what God is has assigned us to do. We have our ups, our downs, our ins, our outs. But praise be unto God, the majority of the folks that are there, we are sticking together. We truly do care one for the other. And we're just like any other family, y'all. You know, you got your favorite cousin and your favorite aunties and uncles and good relationships with mom and dad and bad relationships sometimes with siblings and so forth and so on. And I don't know why anybody would look at the church and think it's going to be any different. The reason why it should be different is because of our relationship with Christ Almighty, and we should all be able to come together and be in one accord. But because people are on different levels at different times in their walk with the Lord, you're going to have different responses to different things and to some of the same things. And so we must be very careful about it. But we are a family, and we're just like families, and that's all I can say. But I love New Vision. I love where God is taking us from that I can see. I love the journey that we have been on. It has not been easy. It has not been easy. But I want you to know, I wouldn't have it any other way. I have learned so much as a pastor, as a shepherd, as a team player, as a leader, as a follower of those that are leading me and assisting me and mentoring me and so forth and so on. This has been good for me. And so I thank God. I thank God. I was talking to somebody on yesterday, and speaking with them, you know, they were surprised that I was as old as I am, because I'm constantly on the go. And they were telling me of some, you know, some physical issues that they have and some of the things that they have. I have been diagnosed with the same thing, and the numbers that they have, blood sugar level, high blood pressure, you know, pains and so forth and so on. All of my numbers were higher than theirs, and this person is at least 12 years, if not 17 years younger than me. And, you know, so they had the same issues that I've been diagnosed with. Their numbers are nowhere as high as my numbers are, which is in the negative manner, and yet they are zapped for their energy, zapped, just can't seem to function. And wanted to know, how did I do it? And, honey, all I could say that it is God. It is God. It is God. Just the way that I said, I get up and I do this show every Saturday morning. I get up and do the ministry that I do every single day. I get up and I do it. And with all the things that I have, you know, that should take me out, I still, by the grace of God, and it is nothing else, by the grace of God, I'm still able to get up and do it. So I'm not downing anybody that is laid up, laid out, whatever the case may be. Hey, I get it. I understand. But it just makes me realize how God has graced me still with the ability to rise one more day, to rise one more day. I forget that I'm as old as I am. You hear me? Excuse me. I forget that I am as old as I am. And thank goodness to hair coloring, I don't have to be reminded of how old I am. Praise be unto God. So I am just so grateful each and every day. I am grateful. And that's why, you know, my daily thing, when I open my eyes and I say good morning to Abba and to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and to the Holy Spirit, when I wake up and say those things, the next thing out of my mouth is, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. So I am grateful. I am grateful. And before I go on in prayer, I'm going to bring Deacon Farr in because I see he has raised his hand. Praise be unto God. So I'm definitely welcoming him this morning. Good morning, my brother. How are you today?
Praise the Lord, Apostle. How are you? Everything is well. It's a nice, warm, sunny day here, and I'm sitting outside relaxing.
Oh, how nice. How nice. That's a beautiful thing. You're sitting outside relaxing, I tell you. That's great.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I've taken a long time saying, you know, hello and good morning to all, you know, the people that come on and just sharing some things with them. So we haven't even opened in prayer yet. I'm going to open in prayer. And then, sir, I would like for you to share, because I did get your text message about the Man Up event, and I'm excited about it. But I want you to share about that, if you would, please. Amen. After we pray.
All right. I'm here.
Alrighty. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Heavenly Father, dear God, we just thank you. We honor you. We bless you. We magnify your holy name, Lord God, because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the great I Am, the Alpha and the Omega. And Lord God, there is none like you. And Father, as I think about the goodness of the Lord and all that you have done for me, Lord God, for my family, for my friends, oh God. Father, all that you have done, Lord God. Lord, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Thank God for saving my children. Thank God for saving my grandchildren and even the great-grand that is here. Lord God, that he shall walk, Lord God, in the legacy of this family of being saved, knowing you as Lord and Savior. So I thank you for this, Lord God. I thank you for my friends. I thank you, Lord God, for the members of New Vision who are friends and family, Lord God. I thank you for those that are supporters of this radio show, Lord God. I thank you for those in this city and this country, Father, that are serving you. The prayer warriors, oh God, the prophets, Father God, that are speaking life into dead situations. God, I thank you. I thank you for the evangelists, Lord God, that their hearts, Father, are so for the lost, oh God, and therefore reaching out daily, Lord God, to bring the good news to others that they too might be saved and experience, God, what it is we experienced as born again Christians, oh God. Father, for this I thank you. I thank you for your healing virtue, Lord God, how you reach out and touch. You speak the word, oh God, and it heals us, Lord God, that your son took the stripes on his back that we may walk in full divine health, Father God. And Lord, I thank you for this in the name of Jesus. No one else could do what you have done, Father God. And for those, Lord God, that must take medication, Father God, Lord, I pray that every single medication or medicine that is taken, Lord God, that it will perform the duty in which it was created to perform. And I bind up side effects, Lord God, on your people, that we will not suffer, Lord God, from these horrible side effects that are attached to the medication. I pray, Lord God, that as this is done, Lord God, that you're touching the minds of your people, Lord God, dealing with this mental illness that has run rapid, in the body of Christ, God, being there and not being recognized all of these years, oh God, that the issues that we're dealing with, God, are mental illnesses, their deficiencies, chemical imbalances, Lord God, this thing called stress, this thing called depression, oh God, the thoughts of suicide and so forth. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I praise your name that it has now been exposed. I praise your name, oh God, that the intercessors are on the wall, Lord God, that mental illness, Lord God, will become the forefront in many ministries now, Lord, that we will be able, Lord God, to identify, Lord God, to minister to, Father God, these issues. I thank you for the Christian psychologists and psychiatrists, Lord God, that are now standing up and saying, yes, this is in our church. This is amongst the family, Lord God, and that they are resources that are able to step in and help. I thank you, Father, for your son again, who, Lord God, delivered many mentally ill people in your word, oh God, and just the way he set them free from legion, Lord God, from demonic spirits, oh Lord God, from those things that twisted us up, Lord God. Father, that he still is doing that today. So, God, I thank you for the Spirit, your Spirit, Holy Spirit, oh God, that is our comforter and our keeper and our mind regulator, that it is done in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, I pray today, Lord God, for all of those that are suffering and in the pathway of these hurricanes, God, tornadoes, Lord God, Harvey and Irma and Jose, Lord God, Father God, and these are the hurricanes, and Lord, for those that suffers in Texas and in Florida, Lord God, and all along the East Coast, the things that are the cities that are supposed to be hit on the East Coast and the islands, Lord God, that are being torn up. For my friend Jerry and her husband Zeke is in Panama, Lord God, on the Pacific Coast, in the Pacific Ocean, Lord God, and Lord God, how things are being that has been designated for that area, Lord God, for the earthquake that happened in Mexico, Lord God. Father, there's so many disasters, but Lord, I know that you are greater than all of these things. And I'm asking you, Lord God, to send these hurricanes and all out into the oceans so that they will not, Lord God, tear up the things that have been in the pathway. I thank you, Lord God, that according to John 14, verses 13 and 14, that you are our protector. And I pray that everyone I'm praying for today, I'm praying for protection for our homes, our cars, our land, our properties, our animals, the pets, our workplaces, our finances, our churches, our businesses, our ministries, all that you have placed in our charge, Lord God. Father, that you would keep us from any harm, any destruction, pestilence, disease, distress, stress, natural disasters, attack of the enemy directly or indirectly, evil people, Lord God, that would come against us, that we would not be taken advantage of, that no trickery of any type would destroy us, dysfunctionality, distraction, illusion, delusion, deception, and snares, and any undue hardship. Lord God, cause us to be extremely sensitive to the Holy Spirit, Lord God, and to be extremely sensitive to the leading of your Spirit, becoming the sons of God, God, because we realize, Lord God, what must be done. Protect us on our right and on our left, Lord God. Be our rearward guard. Go before us, Father, that we possess the gates of the enemy and take back what was stolen from us. Help us to learn to walk upright in you, Lord God, and in your righteous counsel. Lord God, we know that without you, we are nothing. So, Father God, lead us and guide us, for the steps of the righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And, Father, I thank you for this in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, as we go about this day, being the day that you have made, no matter what has come upon us and what is designated for today, Lord God, we submit this day unto you. Lord God, we want to be where you are, carry out your will throughout this day, O Lord God. Let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. But still, this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we love you, we honor you, and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Saints of God, please be sure that you keep, you know, this nation in prayer. And there are many more nations that we need to keep in prayer. First this one, and then Israel, and go on, and wherever it is that God has your heart, wherever it is. But pray, saints of God, pray. Pray for all of those that are involved in these hurricanes. We have got relatives that are in these areas. Church members have got family that are in these areas. Pray, people. And even if we didn't have it, your brothers and sisters in the Lord are there. Even the unsaved have the right to be saved during this time. So pray, saints of God, pray. Prayer can cause these tornadoes to turn and go another way, not unless it's God's designated place for it to be. So pray, saints of God, pray in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Praise be unto God. Amen. So at this time, I want to turn this over to Deacon Thomas Farr so he can tell us and update us on issues, Christian Men Talk, and the Man Up Coalition. Deacon Farr, it is in your hands, brother.
Amen, Apostle. Thank you. Thank you. And I just wanted to confirm an amen prayer, because we prayer is that's our first thing we can do. That's our weapon against all that's going on, and to encourage the people and be able to edify them, and even in the midst of these storms and crises. So I thank you for that prayer, and I just say amen. Well, the coalition, we finally got it locked in. We're going to have it on October the 28th. It's going to be here in Maryland. It's going to be here in the Pasadena, Baltimore City, D.C. area. It's going to be October the 28th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We haven't locked down a location yet, but our registration is open. You can go to, there's a couple of ways you can reach out to us. You can go to Issues Christian Men's Talk on Facebook, and you can go on our Twitter page at Issues Men's Talk, and you'll see the flyer there and registration. We have online registration this year, so we can register online. You send us an email to rejoicetv@gmail.com. That's rejoicetv@gmail.com. We'll do electronic online registration. And some of the top, we're going to have three sessions at this gathering. Oh, also, let me say this for the brothers out there listening. We're going to have lunch is going to be included. So you're going to have a meal, and we're going to have some word, and we've got some edification. And I just want to be able to share and invite brothers and mothers and wives and the sisters. Invite your nephews, your sons, your uncle, your grandfather, all the men. Let them know about it and encourage them to come out and join us. Some of the sessions we're going to be talking about, one of them is a begotten son. We're going to talk about our role as husbands and fathers, and when it comes to discipling and mentoring, and what our legacy is going to be, you know, because the connection between a father and his son, spiritually and naturally. So that's one of our sessions. Mm-hmm. The other session is going to be men reaching men, the importance of men evangelizing other men. We're gonna put some things in place. We're gonna give some marching orders, some challenges, and some resources, some tools on how we as men of God, how we're gonna reach other men. It's sometimes as simple as that. You know, anyone who knows and does evangelism, you know what you know, and that's what you share with folk. You don't have to make it up. You don't have to be a theologian, and it's not the job of the pastor, deacon, elder. It's the job of every believer to share And as for men, we need to share with the other men around us and encourage them and be able to share the gospel that we have within us that converted us, and share that with someone so they might be converted. And then the next one after that is Christian accountability and what's that look like. And that's going to be one of our main theme topics is what does accountability really look like? We all have accountability in our secular lives. We have accountability in our personal, in our lives. But in the church, somehow, we don't want to hold folk accountable because they use that favorite scripture out of context. Don't judge or thou shalt be judged. But that's not what that scripture is teaching. Judgment and accountability is two separate things because God will judge you. But am I truly your brother's keeper when I can? Am I in relationship with you where I can engage you and hold you accountable to the things you say? Because you say you're a Christian, and I see certain things in your life that don't reflect the word of God. Can I come to you and help correct you? And we have examples of that in scripture. We have Jesus corrected Peter, and then we have Peter and Paul had some issues. Peter and Barnabas had some issues. Peter and John had some issues, or Mark. So there's examples there. And those are the things we need to focus on, men, that we are accountable to each other in the body of Christ. Because you can't just walk around and nobody can never say nothing. You that means you're not humble. You don't have a servant's heart, and you don't understand your sinful nature and your flesh to rise up. And sometimes we need another man to keep our flesh in check. But I encourage you to come out and get some more. But anyway, again, October the 28th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And again, reach out on us electronically. Reach out to the apostle. She has our contact information. And we just encourage you to come out and send your husbands and because they're going to be different when we send them back to you. Trust me. We're going to give them some tools, and their mind is going to be converted by the grace of God. Thank you, apostle.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Deacon Farr. And listen, y'all, he's not just talking. Several of the men from New Vision have attended their functions, and they have been changed because of these men sowing into their lives. They have been changed. They have been encouraged. They have been corrected, praise be unto God. And listen, I know that I am a pastor. I know that. I know that God has placed me in a position that he has placed me in, and not man himself. This was nothing but God. But hear me when I say this. As a female pastor, there is nothing more beautiful than having the men ministering to the men. There are things that I can tell you, dealing with scripture, and it's scriptural, whether it comes from a man or a woman. But it's another thing for men to be able to share with one another, talk to one another, support one another, be held accountable by one another. Some of the things that men need to hear for a woman to say it to them they think it's demeaning coming from a woman. They don't want to hear a woman talk to them, in dealing with, pornography, adultery, them not holding up the standards that the Bible says, to them it'll be us picking on them and so forth. But God has placed men of God in the body of Christ who have walked through these things, who have survived them, who have overcome them, and now they're in the place and the position to say, brother, I love you enough to talk with you. I love you enough to tell you, man, you're not doing what's right when it comes to your wife. See, if I say that, it's just me being a woman sticking next to the woman. But when another brother tells a brother, man, you need to get it together, it has a different impact. So, again, I encourage all of you, please, 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 reach out to this ministry. Get your husbands, your sons, uncles, nephews, your father. It's not too late for any of us. Get them to the Man Up events. This is a good ministry, and it does some good. So I am grateful for it. Thank you so much again, Deacon Farr, for sharing. And keep up the good work. Don't ever faint in your well-doing because y'all are doing a good job. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Apostle.
Amen. Yes, sir. Also, I have another caller here from North Carolina, and I believe I know who it is, but bless the Lord, I'll let them say for sure. So good morning, beloved. How are you? Your last four digits are 4831. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Apostle. How are you?
I am blessed, my love. Good morning, y'all. This is Minister Songbird from North Carolina. Praise be unto God. How are you today, my love?
I am blessed, blessed, blessed. Thank the Lord. My husband and I just wanted to thank you. You were giving all the shout-outs to the people, thanking them. But we want to thank you. It is not always that you hear someone thanking in ministry those who support them, and that is a very honorable thing that you did, that you do, because it's very nice to be appreciated. We do work, but sometimes you don't hear a thank you, and we just want to thank you for doing that, for being in the position. What you just said right now, that you are a pastor, and if you say something, it's just coming from you, it would seem, but it's not just coming from you. You are being Holy Spirit led in your counseling, in your pastoring, and we thank the Lord for that, because it's what we need. The word says, I'll give you pastors after your own heart. And we thank God for the type of leader that you are, the example. You give kudos out to Tabika, your servant, your helpmate that is helping you in the ministry. But it is just so wonderful to have a pastor who is so open, so revealing of herself. You say you don't know it all. The Holy Spirit knows it all. We only know in part. But I thank you for the work that you do in the ministry and the way that you do it. And we just love you and just wanted to love on you some this morning to tell you things.
Thank you, my love. Thank you so very, very much. Thank you. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. And I really do appreciate, you know, you saying that. And I just want to, you know, again, that those of you that are supportive of me and of our ministry and so forth and so on, that excuse me, that we do say thank you to each other, you know, Songbird, thank you. I mean, what else? Thank you so very much. I love you. I love you, and I do. I get support, you know, and from people that I don't even know, you know, that are praying and supporting and don't know them intimately, but they know me, you know, whether it's from the radio show or from someplace else. I just praise God. I don't take it for granted because I know the days I didn't have support. I remember those days, and it was lonely and scary and so forth. And so for those of you that take the time to get on this radio show, you know, and hang in there with me, and those, Prophetess Dawn and Tabika and the other ministers at the church, you know, that hang in there with me through all of these things, and with you and, Prophet Crawford, and y'all have been, you know, friends of mine and associated with me, you know, through the prayer line, and you were such great support there. And then, you know, dealing with Covenant on the Rock, such support, and coming up for my birthday and surprising me from North Carolina, you know, you and Tabika got together. You know, y'all have just been great, and I love you all. And so I know that I don't know how much time I have left here on earth, so I do want to take the time to say thank you. So thank you. I receive that in the name of Jesus. I receive it. It's good to hear. It's good for my spirit. It's good for my spirit, my heart, my flesh, all of it. It's good. So thank you, my love. Thank you. And North Carolina is all the better because y'all are there, and I wish I could get you to move to Baltimore. I wish I could. Amen.
Yeah, good luck on that one, Apostle.
Would you say?
I said good luck on that one.
I know, Prophet. I know.
You're going to have a real special relationship with God to get him to speak to us and tell us to move to Baltimore, because that's the only way it's going to happen.
I know that's right, and so I don't even pray. And I know I got a special relationship, and I know, but I know it's not your heart's desire to be here. So I don't even put it on the prayer list, okay? I don't even put it on the prayer list. I want y'all to be happy where you are. So bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We all got our territory. We all got our territory. So to God be the glory. Listen, babies, let me put this out there. I don't think we're going to get the time to talk about the topic that I had for us for today, you know, because we're just here right now. But let me put this out there for y'all. Equifax, there has been a breach in the Equifax, which is your credit rating, one of the credit rating companies. And there has been a breach in there, and hundreds of thousands of people information has been gotten, and I mean down to social security numbers, account numbers, birthday, everything they would need, whoever hacked it, everything that they would need to open up accounts in your name and so forth. I have LifeLock, the identity theft credit monitoring company, and I got a call from them yesterday, I believe it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, saying that they believe that there was a breach to my account. Equifax had checked my records and so forth. And so they were calling to see if I had okayed that, whatever the case, and I hadn't. And then this morning on Facebook, one of my friends on Facebook put a link that you can go to see if you were a potential person that had been violated with this Equifax breach. And so, you know, you click on the thing, you put in your last name and the last six digits of your social security number, and they can tell you if you were one of the people that had a potential that you could be a potential candidate for the breach, or that you were one. And I clicked in on that, even though I got the call from the company that I'm paying to monitor stuff, LifeLock, who said that there was a breach. I clicked on that, and it told me there that I definitely was a potential breach. And I'm trying to find it even as I speak right now. I'm trying to remember who it was that put it up here. Okay, let me see. So I can give you the link and go ahead and check. I mean, it's a serious thing. It has been on the news, you know, about the breach and so forth. So I definitely encourage you to check it out and see what's what. I know I've got to do some more phone calling to find out, you know, what needs to be done, but I don't know, folks. I don't know. I just wanted to give you that warning. Check your credit reports. Please check your credit reports and find out if there's been anything, you know, going on. Okay, here it is. If there's been anything going on. Okay, the link is, yes, beloved.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I want to confirm what you're saying. Michael and I both received letters from an organization, a company that we had went to, informing us that there had been a breach
in Equifax. Mm. And in the letter, it was saying that we needed to call the credit agencies to confirm, as you're saying, whether or not your file had been one of those that had been used in some kind of way. So I'm just confirming what you're saying, because they notified us as well by letter.
Amen, amen. Yeah, because they said that from May up through July was during the time that all this information was being gathered. And now, okay, like the Crawfords, they received a letter. They said some people will be receiving letters, others will be receiving letters later on. But if you have the credit monitoring, security or identity theft monitoring companies, they will be notifying you. So folks, listen out for it. Take this information down. This is a link that you can go to right now, even while we're speaking on the air, and you can find out if you were someone that had a potential impact on. The link is Equifax Security 2017. That's EQUIFAX, as in xylophone, Security, SECURITY 2017.com. Once you go to that particular link, Equifax Security 2017.com, the tabs on the top hit potential impact. Click on potential impact. And there you will enter your last name and the last 6 digits of your social security number. And once you are verified, it will tell you whether or not your info has been affected. And so I would encourage you to check into that. And Songberg, thank you for confirming that, because, you know, so many times we get information and you don't know what's a scam and what's not a scam. And the only reason that made me initially believe it wasn't a scam is because, like I said, I am paying LifeLock, you know, to follow my stuff and to let me know if anything is going wrong. And when I got that call, and I've had LifeLock for years, and I got that call before I read anything, before I heard anything, I got a call from them saying, you know, that there has been a breach and, you know, or facts, and your information may have been whatever the word is, hijacked. Your information may have been hijacked. So, and after that, then that's when I began to see things and hear the reports and yada, yada, yada. So please, please, please check it out, y'all, because this is a serious matter. Also, someone had sent me a link about this, the messenger on Facebook, how information is being used with the messenger on Facebook. When we accepted the download for the messenger system, that we gave permission for them to use our cameras, for them to use our contacts, for them to look at our emails and so forth and so on, so that they will know who and what it is we're talking to, what it is we're looking at when we purchase things online, so they can send ads to us and so forth. But they have really gone every picture you take through this new messenger that has the messenger app, every picture you take. You hear me now, every picture, front and back, every picture you take, Messenger has recorded of it, okay? They have it. And so people are wising up and they're deleting the Messenger app. And I know when it first came out, I couldn't understand why we would even need it when we had text messenger, you know, text messages. So we could text one another and send pictures to one another. So why did we have to have Messenger?
And I did not do it for the longest time. And one day when, you know how it says that somebody is, you know, inviting you to join Messenger, and I went to hit the decline button and hit the accept button accidentally, and then started getting messages, you know, from the numerous people that have it that would normally have contacted me through Facebook on, you know, through their inbox system or through text. But everything is running through this Messenger system. And so then when I saw this link this morning and it was on the news, it was on, they sent me a news clipping, and it is on the news. And then it says when you delete it, you know, other people who still want another Messenger type app, you know, they would sign up to WhatsApp Messenger system. And WhatsApp was just purchased by Facebook Messenger, and for billions of dollars, okay, for billions. I think they said $16 billion it was purchased by then. So they're doing the Big Brother thing by, you know, getting into all of your business. And if you know the many apps we download on our phones, you know, all of them are asking for permission to get into your contacts, your pictures, your emails, whatever it is they can get into. And because you want that app, we tend to click accept or agree, not realizing that these people really are getting into your stuff. They really are. And so we need to clean these things out of our phones to keep as much privacy as you can keep. Be aware when you download an app and it's asking you, can it have access? Look, they don't only ask you, can they have access to this stuff? It also literally asks permission to make changes in your phones, to make changes to your account or whatever the case may be. Read those things carefully, beloved, from my heart to your heart. Read them. Don't be so quick to want an app so bad that you're willing to sell yourself. And hear me, I know that's not our intentions when we did it. I'm a victim of it as well. I'm a victim. There's certain apps I wanted, and when I hit decline, I couldn't get the app. And so I, in my frustration, I accept the craziness of it all and just open the door, you know, for them to have my information. And I know the majority of us on this line, we have all done it because I'm sharing these apps. And when I say I'm sharing them, I'm not sending you an app saying sign up for it, but we are using the same apps. I know that we're using the same apps because of relationships. So I know what we have, and babies, I'm telling you, we have, see, this is another sneaky way of the enemy getting in, we opened the door, they knocked at the door, and we let them in, and a lot of it, the majority of it is in our ignorance that we do it. It's also in our, I want what I want when I want it, so if this is what it takes to get it, that I'm going to do it. And babies, we have messed up. We have messed up. So I encourage you to go back, you know, and clean out your phone. Be careful. I mean, and some of us have had some of these things for years, so they've got everything that they want, but you can stop them from getting any other future things. So, you know, we have come down to, you know, to the end of our hour. I know we didn't have a topic in itself, but we have talked today. We have conversed heart to heart. We have conversed today. And once again, I appreciate your love. I appreciate your understanding. Please be careful. The Equifax thing is for real. The Messenger thing is for real. It is not a scam. Be mindful of these things. Don't let these apps tell you that they have to know all of your information, have access to all of your information in order for you to have apps. If enough of us say no, they will leave it alone so that we can have the apps without giving them permission to get into it. Saints of God, this is Apostle Banks, your host here today on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Meet me back here on next Saturday morning. Take care. God bless. I love you all. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.